We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, all right, this is one of my favorite segments. Every single week we do this. We get together, but the crew gets together here. I mean, listen, I get to be like the voice on the microphone, right? But I can't do this stuff without knowledgeable people who just do good work, who, by the way, have their own opinions about things. You hear Boomer once in a while on the microphone, and every so often we bring the Birdman in from working in the outhouse to work in-house with us. So let me do a little roll call. Of course, Boomer, you are indeed here. You have been the entire time.
Right here.
Right there. And then coming at us right now is the Birdman. Birdman, are you with us?
I sure am.
You sure is. Hey, listen, before we do the segment, I got to go ahead and make the announcement because you guys are here to talk through it a little bit. So, folks, if you're not aware, we just had an amazing opportunity for a super interview with none other than the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. You guys were a part of that. We're going to be airing this tomorrow at 2:30. Birdman is right now in the middle of dropping in the occasional beep to block out certain words so we don't get fined by the FCC. But was that an awesome interview or what?
Oh, incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fantastic.
Your thoughts, Logan, or Birdman, what do you got?
Man, it was just a great time. You know, he's one of us. He's a ruffian, and he's
a ruffian,
is unabashed.
Yeah. He is unabashed. Charlene says he's a force of nature.
I like it.
Your thoughts there, Boomer?
Oh, his views and outtake on life in general was just amazing.
Yeah, he was spot on. He has his own way of describing it, too, but he was spot on, was he not? All right, tell you what. Folks, just stay tuned, because the interview with Ted Nugent is going to be up on the air with us tomorrow at 2:30. You're not going to want to miss it. It is something to behold, because we have it not only on audio, we have it on video. So you'll be able to live stream the show tomorrow and watch it, or you can just tune in and get it. Or, by the way, you can also get it off the podcast again the next day. But the Ted Nugent interview is one you are not going to want to miss, and I'm honored that we had the exclusive opportunity here in Alabama to interview him while he was on his latest Detroit Muscle Tour. By the way, if you're not aware, Ted Nugent is playing tonight at the Mars Music Hall in Huntsville. That's tonight for the Detroit Muscle 2022 Tour, Ted Nugent, Mars Music Hall, Huntsville, tonight. All right. It is time. We have a quorum. I say, let's go with a sound effect. Hit it, Boomer. Okay. That's my favorite camel. All right, fellas, you know the rules. I got a question. I throw it out there. You tell me your thoughts, unabashed, what you got. First question, you ready? Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri was taken out yesterday, all right? He was the planner of 9/11. What are your thoughts on it? Was it a good kill? Memories of 9/11? Just in general, what are your thoughts? So I'll start with you, Birdman.
Oh, yeah, good kill. I mean, listen, I don't really have any patience for this at this point. You know, we're still dealing with the after effects of 9/11, and you touched on it earlier, you know, pulling out of Afghanistan and all of this. You know, the planner of one of our nation's biggest tragedies, you know, I have very little patience for. So, you know, every year on September 11th, I go back and I spend the day kind of in thought and in reflection on what happened that day, because it's history and it's important history, and it's not one that we can forget as a nation.
No, nor should we. And I know you're the youngest of the group here. You were young at the time, but it's still something you pay attention to.
Oh yeah, I don't remember any of it. I mean, I was too young for it.
Yeah.
So, but it's my responsibility as an American to know and learn and to continue that.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting you say that, because there was a group of high school students in the Gadsden area when I was in the state senate. And Boomer, you may have seen it, but over there by the Gadsden Mall, and another one all the way down by the exit to from 411 into St. Clair County, there are signs up that say Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Memorial Highway. And that was a group of students from Westbrook who decided to make it a project, because they said that was the war of their generation. And
wow.
So they wanted to name it. But it was. You may have been young, Birdman, but it was still the war of your generation that stemmed straight from that event. Your thoughts, Boomer?
Good riddance.
Yeah,
good riddance. Yeah. The only thing that I really want to say is I wish it didn't take this long.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I mean, just from where I came from, I remember the whole thing. Because like you said earlier on air, you watched it on television and watched the second plane hit. I did too, but I was in a classroom. We pulled it up. We were in class in one of our classes with one of my teachers, and he happened to have a TV in the room at the time, and he turned it on because it was all the current events, and we were like, we didn't know what to think. I mean, we were high school students, and we seeing this happen to our country.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything was up in the air at that time, going through our heads.
What, do you remember what teacher it was?
Yes, Ferris Hall.
I was going to ask you if it was Ferris Hall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, for those who don't know, I've known Boomer most of his life. So, but I know a lot of the folks over there at Westbrook, Christian School too, because, I had a feeling if anybody would turn the TV on, it'd be Ferris Hall.
Yes.
All right. Hmm. Well, I totally agree with you. And you know, you heard my monologue. It was life altering, even for my family. It just was. I wound up having to spend a year away from my family because of it. Memories that I wouldn't take money for now, and I wouldn't want to repeat either. Hmm. Proud to have served. Proud to have been there. Proud to have gone when I did. It was like sometimes like living in a movie. At the same time, it was a hard year. It was a year away from my family. It was a year I'll never get back. And it was in large part because of this guy that got taken out yesterday. Wow. So I hope they confirm that kill. All right.
Yes.
Next question. Totally different subject. Totally. Like, let me just shift gears so hard you might not even know what road you're on. You ready? So here's the deal. The Alabama Department of Labor. Is the department responsible for paying out unemployment compensation? When you lose your job and you have to apply for unemployment, the DOL is the one who oversees that process. And they draw it down from the Unemployment Compensation Fund, the UIC, the Unemployment Insurance Compensation Fund. Huge influx of dollars because of COVID and all that kind of stuff. So DOL has now determined, go figure, that they paid out something like $168 million in overpayments. And they're sending people a bill to pay it back. Like people are getting bills for $15,000 and $20,000 to pay back to the state. What in God's name? Your thoughts on this? Broomer, you're about to go apoplectic on me. So
I'm like, this is your fault. Why did you send them this money? Yes, people are in need. And they received this money. I mean, how did they know that they were not supposed to get it? And why in the world are they asking for it back? I mean, I know why they're asking for it back. But I meant, like, really? I mean, this is your fault. And now you're asking these citizens for money that they don't have.
You're in a recession.
Right.
And people are dealing with inflation. And, you know, and you send them a bill for $15,000 and people are having... Like, this is a huge blow. Let's put it that way. Which I'm not sure it's even saying it strong enough. But I feel like I need to say something dramatic here. But the reality is, people are having complete come aparts because they're getting a bill from the state of Alabama, and the state is saying, "Well, you know, it's just too bad for your luck. We got to go ahead and collect on this."
That's nuts. Is this happening in other states as well?
I have heard this is happening in a few other places. I don't know if anybody is going after it as vigorously as Alabama.
Wow.
So, hey, Birdman, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off of what he just said because I agree for the most part. You know, the thing that kind of boggles my mind is on one side of the coin, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if, you know, you overpay, they're always going to request money back or things like that. I mean, I just got a gift card for a Visa gift card with like $3.04 from a company because we overpaid on a bill. I get that aspect. But when you have openly said that it's over $165 million in 2 years, by, quote, a result or a culmination of small clerical errors, I don't have sympathy for your mistakes when they're this large. You're asking to sink people for something that they had no understanding of at the time.
That's right.
It's nonsense to put somebody in a position one way or another, put them in that position, and then 2 years later go, ha, we want it back. and you're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
We didn't tell you, but you're going to deal with it. And it's going to sink you in some cases.
Yeah, it absolutely would. There are people that they're living paycheck to paycheck, and they want over half their paycheck. I mean,
I heard somebody $20,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Woman lives day to day, and $20,000 is what they want from her.
I mean, that's not chump change.
No, dude. That's like, you know, when you consider that the median family income in Alabama is $52,000 a year, $20,000 is 40%? That's a chunk. All right. I tell you what, Boomer, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take the break right now. That's round one of Boomer and the Birdman. We will come back from that and wrap up Boomer and the Birdman. We may have to play the Camels again just to lighten the mood. All right, folks, stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. What do I like to say? Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, let me go back to my questions here. They're on my phone, so I'm just having to find it again. Okay, here we go. All right, fellers. Round two of Boomer and the Birdman. So we covered down Al Zawahiri. We covered down on the Department of Labor trying to bilk people out of money that they sent them. Oops, send it back, please. Let me ask you this, though. Speaking of money, all right, so you guys are in your 20s and 30s, respectively, all right? Where does the economy, the inflation rate, hit your age group the hardest, and why? And it might just be you speak from your household, but, like, speak from your age group if you can. Who's first here? Boomer, you going first?
Yeah, I can go first. All right. So, like, for me, okay, I actually wrote some things down just now because I was just looking online. And inflation, it really just irks me. I mean, I'm just furious about it. Okay, for us as my family, baby food.
Yeah.
Okay, 1997 to 2022, it has gone up about... it says here on this site, it was almost $9.27 difference. So it's like a 92.66% higher.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, like, P&G management, so they do, like, family items, diapers, all types of products.
Yeah, Procter & Gamble, yeah.
So they had, a net margin of roughly 15% or under. Then in 2014 to 2018, then it shot up 2020, 2021. Hasn't come out in 2022 to 19% net margin.
Wow.
And then food, I see I'm on a roll. Food on top of all that. Then there's food.
Funny,
which
not
has
funny.
Gone up almost 10%. I mean, so household food, like you would take home, has gone up 10 to 11%. Out, like when you go out to dinner and stuff,
yeah,
that's like up 8.5 to 9.5%.
So right now it's like slamming your household on food and baby items, especially.
Yes, diapers, especially. Yeah. Formula.
Well, you're off the commute up in Nashville. You were commuting like crazy, but at least you're off the gas prices right now. Right,
and I don't have to go very far anymore, so that's good. But man, that's me. So there you go, Birdman. There, I'll get off on my tangent.
Birdman. He's upset. He needs a moment. I'm gonna let him rest. What your thoughts, dude? You're the 20 something. What are you thinking? You or your generation?
Yeah, man. You know, it's across the board. It is. I mean, Boomer just hit all the stats. You know, that's everything that you need to know and broken down. But from just my point of view, obviously, food's the one that hits the hardest. It's everything, honestly, for us. It's everything. Food is the one that hits the hardest. You know, we talked about, like, the meal kits and stuff like that we're doing because it's somehow more economical, which is just bizarre.
Which is crazy, yes. Even but, living at your house, it's cheaper.
Yeah. And it's just all expensive. And you know, some of my close friends, you know, we're all in this position of if we don't have to do something, don't. Don't get out. Don't go eat. Don't spend the unnecessary money. it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it across the board. So you just have to be a lot more, you know, judicious in how you spend your money right now.
I tell you, Charlene and I are seeing it, even though we're a household of two, you know, our kids are grown, even though we're a household of two, we're seeing the hit on food prices, obviously. And we found that there's times when it's cheaper to eat out than it is to just buy the groceries to try and cook for two, because you have to, you know, you have to buy the portions and then pare it down, you know, to where you're cooking for two. And so, yeah, a lot of times it's cheaper for us to wind up getting a carryout and take it to the house, or, you know, or getting one of those pizzas that, you know, you take it home and cook it yourself. I mean, I don't know. It just the bottom line is food is just wacky right now, and you almost can't predict it. Like, you look it and go, okay, 17% increase on bacon, like 9% increase on milk. It's just it's all across the board.
Yeah, it's true. And it's sad that, you know, especially for couples that have to, you know, like you said, pare it down. That's the reason why the meal kits make so much sense, is because they're only designed for two people. It's only enough ingredients for two people.
That's good. Yeah, it's true. All right. Listen, last part of every Boomer and the Birdman we do is like pretty funny, because you guys are always finding something that I didn't expect. So stupidest story of the week. Like, you look through and you find a headline, you go, oh my gosh, that's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard, at least this week. So going with Birdman first, what you got there, dude? Stupidest story of the week.
So, okay.
In He's already excited, I can tell. Go ahead.
Okay, in September of 2021, there's a YouTube channel, a small one, that made just a 20-second little clip of, they just basically edited Joe Biden walking around aimlessly while his wife is speaking.
Yeah.
He's just wandering aimlessly. Well, they edited a like a preschool background and an ice cream truck and noises going by, and he's like looking for the ice cream truck, and it says he's wandering aimlessly looking for the ice cream truck.
Oh,
it was
no.
just a joke.
Oh no.
And it was really funny. Well, this over the weekend it went viral, and like big viral. And for some reason, and so all of these places are coming out of the woodwork fact checking it. Reuters is fact checking it. C-SPAN is fact checking it. I mean, Twitter is marking it as, I forgot what they said, but Twitter is, oh yeah, they're marking it as manipulated media. And man, it is hilarious. And even one official fact checker finished it off by saying, in reality, President Biden just wandered aimlessly away of his own volition in the middle of his wife's speech.
Wow.
Got to fact check the spoof video. It must have been some pretty good editing for them to have it so clear and so well done.
It was terrible.
Oh,
that's what makes it so funny.
I got to look that up.
All right.
I'll send it to you.
Before we run out of time, Boomer, what you got? Stupidest story of the week.
All right. So mine is, the police allege North Carolina woman seeking revenge on ex-boyfriend set fire to the wrong house.
Okay, we're laughing, but somebody is having a really bad day.
Yeah, so the whole article basically summed up really quick. This lady went to this house, started putting wood out, a little bit of a, I don't know if it was fuel or just like something to light a fire with, wood out around the house, and starts lighting a fire. This guy gets a call from his neighbor and said, hey, yo, I think there's somebody lighting a fire over here at your house. And then he goes in there and gets his hose to, you know, spray it off. Well, she clogged up the hose too with something. And then, so it caused about $20,000 worth of damage to the house. And not only that, she held his dog as captive.
The neighbor?
No, the lady took the house that, you know, she was setting fire to.
Yeah.
She basically, she's charged with a deadly weapon, also larceny of an animal. It was the animal she took captive.
All of it was the wrong house.
All of it was the wrong house.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that she and that boyfriend didn't have much of a relationship if she wasn't sure which house to burn. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's just jacked up. I have to stop and think now, which one of those is the stupidest story of the week? All right.
It's tough.
Birdman, I'm going to have to go with Boomer, because you set fire to the wrong house. There's so much we can dissect in that.
It's true.
It's true.
Well played.
All right. Boomer the Birdman, love you both. You do great work. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for being here on it today. All right, folks, listen. Coming up next, interview with Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, running for sheriff of Alabama's largest county. You're going to want to hear this interview. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.